Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom Ackerman, I've been waiting for you to get in here.
What's up, man?
I wanted to talk to you about that Kentucky whip down on Miami the other night. Did you see that?
I did. Kentucky's good.
Number eight. In fact, we replaced Miami at number eight. They had been number eight. We were number 12.
That's good. That's good. It's a great start to the season. Real good. SEC play hasn't started yet. Arkansas beat Duke last night.
Oh, I love that. Any loss by Duke is good.
Down in Fayetteville, Arkansas unranked beat Duke. You know, the rankings are right now, you know, it's fluid.
Obviously, they're going to move back and forth.
But I think the top teams are correct. Purdue, number one team in the nation. Good team, really strong team. But they're going to shuffle around. You know, Purdue's going to start getting into the Big Ten. And we'll see how they handle it. But, you know, you look at the standings right now in top 25 college basketball. You got Purdue, number one. That's about right. Arizona, two. They looked great. They actually beat Duke also. They beat them in Cameron. Marquette, three. They went into Illinois and won. They're solid. I actually had Marquette winning it all last year. Remember that? I picked them to win the tournament.
And they're back.
They're back. They're good. They're number three in the country. Connecticut's four. They play at Kansas tomorrow night. Kansas is five. That's going to be a heck of a game. UConn at Allen Fieldhouse against KU tomorrow night. UConn is awesome. Indiana's lost one game so far this year. We got beat by UConn by 20. And I mean, they are. You know what I'm talking about here when I say they cut and cut and cut. They just keep driving to the bat. They just play downhill on you. They are so good. And Kansas is five. I think that's an appropriate top five there. And then the rest of them, you kind of, you know, mix in and see what you got. I like Kentucky, but there's some good teams in the SEC. I mean, Tennessee's going to be good. They got beat by North Carolina last night, but Tennessee's really good. And we'll see where it all goes.
Yeah, Tennessee should never be ranked above Kentucky. I don't get that. How's Mizzou going to be this year?
I think they're good. I mean, they went to Pitt and won. They've had some good wins. They won at Minnesota. Winning on the road is hard, and they've been able to pull off two, I think, really good wins. They had one horrendous loss at home against Jackson State, but hopefully that's out of their system. You know, an early season where players are trying to figure each other out as teammates can be difficult. Sometimes your offense can just go sideways. But there's no excuse for effort. And on defense and rebounding, it is all about effort. So Missouri at least knows that it has that. And Dennis Gates will get them playing hard. Now, can they get an offense like they had last year? The big loss is Kobe Brown. You know, Kobe was able to put up 20, 25 a night. He could hit from the outside and get hot. He could play inside and dominate inside. If a smaller player was guarding him, he'd post him up. If a bigger player was guarding him, he'd take him outside where they don't want to be, and he'd knock down threes. They need a player like that to step up and be great. But otherwise, I think Missouri's a good team. They'll be good.
So do they.
And Illinois is good, too. Can I just say, Lauren,
who's our resident Illinois fan, is already saying, Mark, congrats to your Wildcats, Mark. Happy for you.
Lauren, Illinois is going to be good. I mean, I've said this again. Brad Underwood's going to be good. Now, I mentioned already that Marquette won at Illinois. I say that because that's a really good win for Marquette. It will prove to be a great win for Marquette. Not that they need any at-large help. They're probably going to just win their conference anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Well, we'll see. I don't know. They, UConn might have something to say about that. But I think, you know, winning at Illinois, Illinois will be a very hard place to play this year. And the Big Ten will be a gauntlet. I mean, it is tough. Big, physical, strong league. And Illinois, I think, has the type of team that can withstand that. But we'll see. It'll be up and down for them at times.
Been up and down for the Blues again.
Boy, they. I mean, by period.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, not just by game, but like by period. That Minnesota game, it's 20 minutes are good, 20 minutes are bad. I mean, this team, you just cannot count on them for consistency. Not saying they aren't a good team. If the season, it's way early right now. We've only played 21 games, but right now, about a quarter of the way through the season, they would be a playoff team. They are a wild card team in the West. The top three in the division make it. They are not in the top three at the moment. That would be Colorado, Dallas, Winnipeg. The Blues are 3 points behind Winnipeg, but they are a wild card team, and I think they're a good team. But you're just going to have to deal with this up and down. That's pretty much what they are. They're not good enough right now to be a consistently great hockey team, but they can score on you if you're not careful, and they have a goaltender who can get hot and win a game for you.
It's good. Yeah. So when is Bragging Rights?
Bragging Rights is December 22nd. It's
okay.
The Friday?
Friday before Christmas.
Yes.
That should be a nice game in downtown St. Louis. I'm headed tomorrow night to the Big Ten opener. Maryland at Indiana.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how are they looking this year? Maryland's ranked, right?
No.
They're not?
No, Maryland's not ranked. No, and Indiana's not either. But I think that it'll be a great basketball game, and I am encouraged by what I've seen from IU. I think it's a good team, but I don't know what to expect. Excited, though, to be back in Assembly Hall.
You might become a Kentucky fan this season, is really what you're saying.
Don't hold your breath, Mark.
I will not become a Kentucky fan, but I do like basketball, and I like Coach Cal, and I'll follow along and see. And then, you know, this is your last chance to coast through a season before you get us.
Oh, remember this. Just remember this name, Reed Shepherd. Remember that name. Okay. He's going to be the freshman of the year this year in college basketball.
He's good. I'll give you another one. Khalil Ware.
Okay.
7-footer for Indiana.
7 feet. The guy's
He's
seven.
Special.
Oh my gosh.
He's special.
We got 3 7-footers. We just can't play him yet.
So, all right.
Just pointing that out. All right, Tommy, thank you. I know you got to run. We appreciate getting you in here. That's good. So, yeah. See, we got everything in, Carl.
Blue hockey.
I hung up on someone being 7 feet tall. Obviously, I know that's a thing, but can you imagine being 7 feet tall?
No.
You have to have like special showers and bathtubs. I mean,
sure.
You're not just going to fit in any old shower.
Right. No, I
don't know why I'm fixated on that, but that's where my mind's going.
I just couldn't imagine.
Very tall.
Now being a 13 inches taller, right?
I'm about
5'10", so I'm 14 inches taller. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
If you're 7 feet tall, you should just assume you're going to play basketball because people are going to nonstop ask you.
And a lot of those folks that do that, even at that size, are very good dribblers. Who am I thinking of? Karl Anthony Towns, a bunch of these players I know that are in the NBA now that played at Kentucky. They can handle the ball as well as the guards. I mean, it's 7 feet tall. They can dribble
Gosh, Lauren, my son is 7 feet tall, 19 size shoes. 19?
What? And he's not starting for the University of Illinois?
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Size 19.
Think of that'd be your clothing cost, brother. Wow. No kidding. Everything's special made.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.